USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has found fresh legs around the world as confirmed deaths pass 600,000 and countries from the United States to South Africa to India struggle to contain the surge of new infections. Hong Kong issued tougher new rules on wearing face masks. Spain closed overcrowded beaches and Germany reported another outbreak at a slaughterhouse. Pope Francis said the pandemic is showing no sign of stopping and urged compassion for those who are suffering during the outbreak. The World Health Organization says that 259,848 new infections were reported, the highest one-day tally yet. While the U.S. leads in global infections, South Africa now ranks in the top five with more than 350,000 cases, around half of those confirmed on the continent. India, which has now confirmed more than 1 million infections, reported a 24-hour record of almost 39,000 new cases. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
President Donald Trump would consider not signing a fourth round of coronavirus relief funding if it does not include a payroll tax cut. The White House and Congress are expected to put together a phase four coronavirus relief bill within the month as many Americans' financial futures remain unclear because of COVID-19. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has repeatedly brought up payroll tax holidays as part of the coronavirus recovery. Trump also touted the stock market's performance both pre- and post-coronavirus and made a prediction that the market will improve. A Brooklyn woman is dead after she was shot 8 times for confronting a man for setting off illegal fireworks. Setting off illegal fireworks is a nonviolent act, according to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. This is an extension of gunfire that has exploded across the city after the New York Police Department disbanded its anti-crime unit of plainclothes police officers on June 15th. There have been 3 times as many shootings over the same period in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With fewer than 4 months before the 2020 general election, the United States is not seeing the same scale of cyber threats as it did in the last election. Compared to where things were in 2016, Chris Krebs, the director of Homeland Security, says we're not seeing that level of coordinated, determined cyber activity from any adversary. U.S. election cybersecurity has improved considerably since early 2017, when Homeland Security first reclassified elections as critical infrastructure. Tebs touted his agency's work with state and local election officials, such as convincing many to install sensors that monitor for potentially malicious cyber activity. With Major League Baseball kicking off their official season this week, the Blue Jays won't play their home games in Toronto this year because Canada's government doesn't think it's safe for players to travel back and forth from the United States. Immigration Minister Marco Mendocino said the federal government has denied the Blue Jays' request to play at the Rogers Center. The team's alternate sites for home games include their training facility in Dunedin, Florida, which is among the states that are virus hotspots, as well as Saline Field in Buffalo, New York, which is home to Toronto's AAA affiliate, and just across the Niagara River from Canada. The Blue Jays are scheduled to start their season July 24th at Tampa Bay. Their home opener was set for 5 days later against Washington. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.